So the Lord's human is whatever he presents himself through. And it becomes divine when we recognize that the concept we have of the Lord is our concept of the Lord. When we have that acknowledgement that how we see the Lord is limited by our own mental structures, then it becomes the divine human for us, because we are not fixed in the concept we have. We see the concept as the means by which we enter through and into the infinite and the eternal God, right? So, you know, but the concept is absolutely necessary in order for us to have that experience. So, yeah, so the issues arise when we take the concept and make it the thing. So our finite concept becomes God, and everybody else has got to believe the same as me. That's Nicaea, right? That's when it all starts to fall apart, because you're mistaking existere for esse. That's the problem that always arises. You mistake the manifestation for the thing in itself. Whereas if you see the manifestation as the manifestation, then the manifestation becomes the thing in itself for us. It's a subtle kind of point, but it's pretty much the history of the Christian church and the mistaking of existere for esse.